Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Money's never an easy topic to talk about, but it's a must when you have kids. I'm State Treasurer Dennis Milligan, and my office is here to make saving money for college or vocational school quick and effortless. Sign up for automatic payroll deductions into an Arkansas 529 education savings plan and help change the course of your child's life.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org, arkansas529.org.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at West Memphis, we're at halftime, 19-7 our score. It is West Memphis with the lead over Mountain Home. We'll check stats coming up here in just a little bit for you. If you missed early on, Bombers held the ball for, well, West Memphis only snapped the ball one time in the first quarter. Bombers offense did a great job of the opening possession, running the ball and keeping the clock moving, and didn't get points on the first possession. But West Memphis fumbled the ball on their first snap, and Mountain Home was able to get a touchdown after that. But West Memphis responding with three straight scores, and they lead it 19-7. We're joined at halftime by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And, Mitch, most of the fall sports have either wrapped up or they will either tonight or tomorrow, won't they? When's the cross-country stay?
It's Saturday.
Saturday, that's right. You're going down tomorrow, that's right.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Our boys will start off at 9:30 at Lake Hamilton, but it's Hot Springs at Oaklawn there in the middle of the track. Boys race start at 9:30, and then the girls go, I believe, around 10:45. So, of course, be heading down tomorrow and see what happens.
Both won conference championships last week.
They did, and, you know, our boys strong. I mean, you could go, they're very deep. That's what makes them very competitive. I don't care if it's conference or state. They got a lot of kids. It's great cross country. Coaches do a great job. But the one thing people never really talked about was their girls. Now, we talked about them,
right,
but you didn't hear much chatter through the conference, and they walked away with the conference championship themselves, and which fired us all up to have two conference championships, especially when you're hosting it. Was a big deal. And, you know, talking to Coach Blades, Coach Peverell, you know, our boys were looking to win a state championship, but so are our girls. So we're excited to see what happens Saturday.
Speaking of Coach Blades, congratulations to him. He got a nice honor, or two of them, actually.
Two of them. Yes, he won the boys' cross-country coach of the year and the girls' cross-country coach of the year. So very proud of him and Coach Peverell.
You betcha. They do a great job with that program, and they've had a lot of success over the years. So we got cross country wrapping up Saturday. I guess that's the last fall sport other than the football, isn't it?
Which, yes. Now, the other thing that we got going on Saturday that's at Lake Hamilton is the dance state competition.
That's right. Yes.
And Jennifer. Matter of fact, I wasn't real sure what time that our girls perform their first dance, but it's at 2:30 at Lake Hamilton High School. And, you know, every year our dance team gets better, and, you know, that goes to those girls and Coach Drury. You know, she, at one time, our dance program had kind of faded away. And years ago, when I say years, I can't even remember how many, but Coach Drury's the one that kind of got that going back, and now it's strong as it's ever been.
You know that she gets those, a lot of those dance moves. She teaches those girls from David.
Well, I coached David.
Yeah.
And so I would have to disagree with you because I've seen a few of those.
Basketball gets started soon. In fact, Saturday's the alumni game, isn't it?
It is. We're going to start at 3 o'clock, and we're going to bring our 7th grade girls and boys out for about a 10-minute kind of a practice, and then we're going to introduce them to the crowd, and then we're going to do the 8th grade and 9th grade the same way.
Okay.
And then we will start our alumni girls game, I'm guessing around 3:45, somewhere around there, and then the boys game, alumni game will follow.
So you should be back from Hot Springs by then, shouldn't you, so you can play?
You know, I'm expecting to be back around 4 o'clock. You know, I told someone the other day, I said, I have no game left. And then they told me, you never had game. So I'll probably get out and embarrass myself for a couple possessions up and down the floor, but it'll be short and sweet.
That's it, huh?
That's right.
Jack up a couple of shots and head back to the bench?
Yeah, I'll have at least two.
Yeah. I told Matt Martin yesterday on the air the girls' coaches were wanting him to play because they want to sit in the stands and yell at him like he does them.
Yeah, you know, I've sat by him for a number of years now, so I know mine's graduated, but I will continue to sit by him, keep him under control. But I will take my sister, I guess, what is she, early 40s, and she was talking about coming back and playing in it, and she said, am I going to be the oldest one there? Well, I don't want to give her age, but Cindy Berg's going to play this year.
Awesome.
Cindy Berg now. And so I'm excited to see her out on the court.
You bet. That's a lot of fun. It's a neat tradition that's been started the last couple of years. How many are expected to come back and play, the alumni?
Well, you know, last year we asked them to call and tell us if they're going to be there so we get a T-shirt size. And last year we was expecting around 15 boys. Or I should say men, boys, men. And we ended up with over 30. You know, girls, I think we had somewhere around 15 to 20. So I would expect somewhere around that same number.
Yeah. It's good to see them come back and, you know, be a part of the program and a good chance to see them again.
It is. You know, see guys that I played with, guys that I grew up watching, you know, like Matt Martin being one because he's a whole lot older than me, and Todd Gilbert. Last year, you know, Bill Waymire, one of our school board members, come, and we had almost, at one time, we had 4 Waymires out on the floor, and that was pretty neat. And then you had Todd playing against his son and Buck. But it's just really, you know, for me, it's a little bit more personal because you get to see guys I coached years ago, some that I played with. So it's good night.
Talking with Mount Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. So that's coming up this Saturday. Then the 21st is the first basketball game.
It is. Actually, next week we open up. If we keep the snow away, our girls play a benefit game. I believe Mountain View. And then Tuesday, Highland with our boys at home.
Okay.
And then, but our first real official game is going to be Fayetteville at home on the 21st, and we'll have a couple JV games, and the varsity girls start at 6. And you know, both their boys and girls, people talked to, both of them probably are the favorites to win the 7A state championship.
Wow.
So, you know, I think it helped the boys a little bit with Musselman getting hired, and I guess they have an assistant coach, has about a 6'9 son. It's a 10th, 11th grader, and they were already good. I think that helped them a little bit.
I imagine.
That's what we want to play. You know, our conference, you're going to see teams like that. And Coach Fulcher and Coach Leonard, they want to play the best right here at the beginning. And I told them they got it.
They did, didn't they?
But they're not afraid of it. And it'll let them know where they're at. And we'll hook it up with them.
You bet. Mitch, appreciate the time up here tonight.
All right, thanks, Brad.
It's halftime. It's 19-7. West Memphis with the lead. Matt checks scores from around the state coming up with our studio report next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bummer football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Okay, everybody knows all the things you can do in an Arkansas state park, like hiking, canoeing, mountain biking, swimming, fishing, and so on. But did you know there are almost as many ways to stay? Choose from luxurious lodges, scenic campsites, quirky yurts, and now, camper cabins. An affordable way to get outdoors but still have the comforts of home. More choices mean you can do your park your way. Pick your park and plan your next adventure at ArkansasStateParks.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you once again here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. At the break, it is West Memphis leading Mountain Home by a score of 19-7. Brad Tobias will have more on that in just a moment. Right now, let's take a look what else is going on. All the other 6A East games are being played tonight as well. Searcy, who is currently ranked 5th in Class 6A, is leading Sylvan Hills at halftime 24-0. Also, Jonesboro, ranked 3rd in Class 6A, is up on Marion 7-0 in the second quarter. Actually, both teams held scoreless in that first period. I was kind of surprised there. And at halftime, Pine Bluff is up on Jacksonville by a score of 28-8. On the local level, Salem is at home tonight against Cross County for their senior night game. Greyhounds looking to run the table in the 2A3. Have yet to see a score update on that game. I was mistaken a little bit during the pregame. I said Melbourne was going to be playing at Rosebud tomorrow night. That game is actually being played tonight, but I have yet to see a score update on that game as well. As for tomorrow night's local games, it will include the Battle of the Buffalo, as Yelville Summit will host Marshall for senior night. The Panthers are going to put a wrap on their 50th season of high school football, looking to get the win over the Bobcats. Also tomorrow night, Mountain View will be at Clinton. Harrison, currently ranked 5th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media, will be hosting Farmington tonight. And we have a few area teams up in Missouri that they're going to continue district play. Actually, it'll be the district semifinals tomorrow night, as West Plains will be at home against Bolivar, Branson plays at Carthage, and Ava will be at home against East Newton. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games I haven't yet got to, there's one game that is being played tonight. And let's see, that game is at halftime, as number 3 Little Rock Christian, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is right just having their way with BB at the break, 59-0 the score there. Tomorrow night it will be number 1 Bryant playing at 4th ranked Conway. 2nd ranked Bentonville will make the short trip to Centerton to play Bentonville West. Also, it'll be number 6 Greenwood at Lake Hamilton tomorrow night in Percy. Both teams also ranked in the Class 6A top 5, Greenwood at number 1 and the Wolves at number 4. Number 7 Pulaski Academy, who is also number 3 in Class 5A, will be at home tomorrow night against Whitehall. 8th ranked Benton, who is also ranked 2nd in Class 6A, will host Sheridan tomorrow night. Number 9 Little Rock Catholic will host Little Rock Central, and number 10 North Little Rock will make the trip to Cabot. Already gone through all the games in the Class 6A Top 5. Only two I haven't mentioned yet in the Class 5A Top 5. They're both tomorrow night, as number 4 Valley View will host Batesville tomorrow night in Jonesboro, and number 5 Valonia will be at home against Greenbrier. One game tonight in the Class 4A Top 5, and that is at halftime, as number 3 Joe T. Robinson is leading Harmony Grove Haskell by a score of 21-6. Again, that's at the break. Tomorrow night, number 1 Arkadelphia will host Malvern. Second-ranked Shallow Christian entertains Pea Ridge. Number 4 Nashville will be at home tomorrow night against Bauxite, and 5th-ranked Ozark will entertain Elkins. One game being played tonight in the Class 3A Top 5, as that game is at halftime. Right now, number 4 Prescott is doubling up center point 42-21. Tomorrow night, it'll be number 1 Rising at home against Stollerway. Second-ranked Osceola will host Newport. Number 3 Harding Academy will be in Newark to face Cedar Ridge. And number 5 Boonville will be at home against Cedarville. Two games being played tonight in the Class 2A Top 5. Number 1 Junction City is leading Parker's Chapel 56-0 in the second quarter. And also in the second quarter, it is number 5 Desark with a 44-0 lead over in Clarendon. Tomorrow night, it will be number 2 Fordyce hosting McGee, and number 3 Foreman will be at 4th-ranked Gurdon. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Our score at the break, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 19-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
It's fall in the Arkansas Delta. From the beauty of nature's autumnal wardrobe to the festivals, fairs, and special events, there's no better time to explore the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Spend a weekend traveling the region's byways and discover the rich history and culture the area is known for. Our festivals feature music, fun, and some of the best food you'll ever eat. From a scary butcher barn to great blues music, you'll find fun for the entire family right here in the Arkansas Delta. Visit DeltaByways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, West Memphis with a 19-7 lead over Mountain Home. Let's check the halftime stats. Sonny got those figured for us. Boy, as dominant as Mountain Home was in that opening drive, West Memphis with a big advantage in yards at halftime. 227 total yards in the first half for West Memphis, 72 for Mountain Home. West Memphis had all theirs except 29 on the ground, so they had 198 rushing yards in that first half. All of the Bombers, 72 yards coming on the ground. Bashir's 25 yards, 20 for Stockton, and 18 for Pope in that first half for Mountain Home. Loving with 126 rushing yards in the first half for West Memphis. Moore had 74, but Moore also has all three of their touchdowns. And Tobias, as we watched that first half, that opening drive from Mountain Home, 23 plays, took over 11 minutes. It was impressive, and unfortunately didn't get points. And the Blue Devils snapped the ball one time, turned it right back over. Mountain Home was able to get points that time, but West Memphis did a great job with their kickoffs. They've recovered a couple of pooch kicks, and it's been the difference in the game.
Yeah, if it wasn't for a couple pooch kicks there, Brad, they're in a much better position. But, you know, hats off to West Memphis. They've done a good job moving the ball. You know, looking at stats here, Loving, you know, with 126 yards already, that puts him about 30 shy of 1,000 on the year. Just a phenomenal running back. And the Bombers had their hands full. But, you know, like I said, if it wasn't just for a couple of onside kicks and some really great field position for West Memphis, you know, this is potentially a tie ball game and a half. But you got to come out if you're Mountain Home fired up and ready to get those back.
Well, the Bombers will be on defense to start as they won the opening coin toss, and they elected to receive. So West Memphis is going to have the ball to start the second half. We'll start that second half coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.